McDonald Max Basketball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the McDonald Max pregame show, here is your WOGO sports team.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside the friendly confines of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, WOGO.com, and proud as always to partner our WOGO Sports audio with Max TV. You can catch the live stream link under sports schedule at WOGO.com. It's a tilt for second place currently in the Western Cloverbelt Conference between the 8-2 McDonald Central Lady Max and the 10-1 Cadott Hornets, both teams 4-1. In the Western Cloverbelt Conference. And before we look at the last time out for both of these two teams, Mark Maloney, I was just mentioning off the year, this is not the Cadott Hornets team that we've seen in previous years. This is a team that's 10-1. They have won seven games in a row, and not just maybe some of the lighter non-conference opponents. They've done the work against them, but in the WCC, this Cadott team has been very impressive. Their only loss, a tight one to Eau Claire Regis.
Yeah, you know, these guys have constantly improved as the years went on, basically. You know, and they're still maybe a little bit young. It looks like they only have one senior on the roster.
Yeah, and their starting lineup brings everybody back next year.
Yeah, and Emma Gwalchuk, you know, in the past as a freshman last year, she did a phenomenal job. So I think she's just going to keep on improving. So she'll probably be one of the ones to watch tonight.
We are looking forward to this game again. The last two games for each of these teams, a 68-47 drubbing of Bloomer on the road at Bloomer for Cadott. They were up 45-17 at the half. Seven different players scored in that game, led by Gadel. That's Lauren Gadel, the 5'8 junior with 22 points. She was 10 of 15 from the free throw line, had 9 rebounds. Then Lakin Ryan, who shoots a lot of threes. In fact, she lofted 17 of them in that game against Bloomer. Her team made five. She made all five of them for 17 points. As you mentioned, Emma Kowalczyk, 10 points, 4 rebounds for that talented sophomore. Also Ellie Eiler, the 5'11 junior with 11 points, 7 rebounds. And then Ava Enestvet, a 5'9 junior with 4 points but 10 rebounds in that defeat of Bloomer. They were 38% from the field, 50-50 from the free throw line on 22 attempts, 11 of 22, and just 18% from beyond the arc. But again, they let fly a lot, 5 of 28 from long range. Cadott shoots about 23 three-pointers per game. They were out-rebounded slightly, 37-35, but did force 29 turnovers. Last time out for your McDonald Lady Max, a 47-36 road win at Regis. This one was not easy. They were down by two at the half on the road at Regis, but won 27-14 in the second half to take that 11-point victory. Lauren Dietz, great to have her back. She led the way with a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds, with 2 of 3 from long range, 4 of 16 from the field overall, but perfect from the free throw line. Marley Hughes, a nice 40% performance from downtown, 12 points, 4 assists and 2 rebounds. Emily Cooper was 4 of 13 from the field, 2 of 8 from 3-point range, finished with 11 points, 4 rebounds, also had 3 assists and 3 steals. Destiny Boffman, who's playing so well recently with 10 points, 2 of 3 from long range, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. And how about Aubrey Dorn and Abby Petronovich? Mark Maloney, 8 rebounds for Aubrey, 6 for Abby Petronovich. They do the dirty work. They don't always get in the scoring column or not significantly, but they do what it takes in the front court for this McDonald team.
They do. They are very... two big contributors, and so we're going to expect Aubrey coming off the bench more than likely, and then
Abby Petronovich.
Abby going to get her. She's usually the one starting out there, but she typically gets in a little bit of foul trouble. She has to play a little clean tonight. And again, this Cadott team looks like they're kind of going to maybe want to run the court a little bit. They look a little lean out there, so
they're not afraid to shoot as well. No. Again, mentioned that 23 three-pointers. And McDonald, again, 30% from beyond the arc on this season. They only shoot about 14 attempts per game, right on that average against Regis, but they were 8 of 14, 42%. That really sparked the comeback.
Yes, you know, and that's what, you know, kind of these McDonald girls got to be aware of is that outside shooting ability from teams. So, you know, and again, we got some fantastic shooters, and I know Mrs. Boffman put out there that Lanice is getting really close to be hitting the floor pretty
fantastic.
Soon, so they might be kind of resting her maybe one more game, but I think she's starting to practice a little bit. She's had some knee problems there, and looks like she's got her brace on, and she's probably going to be raring to go. She's always fun to watch.
Well, we're going to take a two-minute break and be back with interviews with both head coaches. This battle for second place in the Western Clovelbelt Conference current standings between McDonald and Kadad. Coach Huzzaga of Kadad is coming back you. Back at you in 2 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Lady Max Basketball.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM and WOGO.com here at McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's Kadad's and McDonald, two teams tied for second right now in the Western Clovelbelt Conference with head coach David Huzzaga of Kadad's. And coach, you've won seven in a row. This is a Kadad program that, to be honest, a lot of times is on the lowest tier of the conference. It's got to be really buoying for these girls to see this hard work paying off, and it's really good to see you guys playing so well.
Yeah, it's obviously very, very fulfilling and rewarding, you know, with all the work you put in. But it also is new. So to hear you say tied for second, and we're in the second week of January, that's not normal. Well, and obviously we want it to become normal. So I guess this is the start, and we'll see how we do tonight.
Coach, when you talk about trying to make that, I know new normal has been used, overused in a COVID-ridden society, but in terms of athletics and basketball, you've gotten off to pretty decent starts before, too, and especially with some of those non-conference opponents, but you get into the heart of Western Clovelbelt Conference play, and that's where the rubber meets the road. How do you keep this going? How do you keep doing what you're doing well now and increase upon it?
Well, I think, you know, we've had enough conference games already where we at least know that you know, we can do this. We can be competitive every night out. So sustaining this is what's been, you know, obviously hard in the past and the biggest challenge. But I think what we're hoping is different this year is we can at least sustain this level of every game is going to be, you know, a tough game. And if we play well enough, we believe we can come out on top. And if we don't, well, we still know we can.
And finally, Coach, when you look at your opponent, McDonald, obviously they're right in the thick of the battle, just as you are for the conference race. And, of course, they have aspirations in Division Five as well. What do you need to do well against McDonald tonight to be in a good position at the end?
Well, I believe they're, they're number one ranked, or at least they were the last time I looked, in their division. I mean, we know how good they are, and they're always good. And this year they're shooting to have, you know, even an extra special team. So, you know, for them, they're used to being good, so their sights are pretty high. What we're going to have to do is just be able to take all the pressure that they put on and make it not a game of turnovers. And if we can do that and turn it into, kind of a see who can make more shots kind of game instead of a turnover game, and a fast-paced game that, and we try to play fast, so I'm hoping that it's at least equal in that department.
Well, Coach, we are looking forward to it. It is great to see this Cadott program riding so high, playing so well. We wish you all the best tonight and the rest of the way. Thank you for the time.
Yes, thank you. We look forward to this game, and then playing them one more time at home. They've traditionally our toughest challenge. They're always our toughest challenge, it seems like. So to get over a hurdle one of these games this year and beat them would be a big boost for us. But we like our team, and we're feeling pretty good either way.
Thank you, Coach. That's Head Coach David Huzga here of Cadott on WOGO Sports. This is Lady Max Basketball.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Welcome back to Lady Max Basketball and WOGO Sports, live from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. It's the Max and Cadott, two teams tied for second right now in WCC conference play, here with head coach Don Cooper of the Lady Max. And coach, first off, it's got to be good to be home. Five straight games on the road.
Oh, yes. We had a long stretch there with a lot of road games, so it's really good to be back in our own home gym.
And maybe back pretty healthy. I mean, last time we saw you guys, Lauren Dietz was struggling with that broken finger and couldn't play. You had two of your standout frontline players sick. How's the health situation at this point?
Well, the health situation is a lot better, so it's really good right now. So it's just good to be back home and to have everybody healthy.
When we look at your opponent tonight, Cadott, good to see that program starting to get some rewards for the hard work. I mean, 10-1 on this season. They've won seven games in a row. They are a quality opponent.
Yes, and Dave has done an excellent job. He's rebuilt that program, and it's just good to see them just do really good. I'm proud of him, and proud of him as a coach, and proud of him as his players are starting to pick it up, and they're still young yet. So it should be a good battle tonight.
And again, you only saw them one time last year, so not a lot to build on from that game, too, with some differences in their lineup, even though you brought most of your team back. But what are they doing especially well this year with a pretty strong junior class especially?
Well, again, they shoot a lot of threes, so we're going to have to basically make sure we close out on their shooters, and they do an exceptional job on their zone defense. So, again, we just got to be able to break their zone and get good ball reversals and get good shots.
And in your own three-game win streak here, it seems like some of the three-pointers are starting to go down for you, but the free-throw percentage has also gone up pretty dramatically.
Yes, our free throw has been really good. Taking care of the basketball, we don't turn the ball over very much. It's just the only thing that we're struggling with is these zone offenses. So, yeah.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. This is a lot of fun, and it's great to be back home. We'll talk to you after the game.
All right. Thank you, Caleb. Thanks for the great coverage.
Head Coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs. We are back after this with your player introductions and tip-off. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
A championship team pursues excellence every day, from practice to the playing field. And if you pursue excellence in your career, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls is looking for you. Berry Global, a plastics manufacturer, is hiring for night shift production operators. Entry-level positions start at $65,000 per year. Work a 2-2-3 schedule and earn $65,000 a year with medical, dental, and vision coverage. Search for the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
McDonald Lady Macs basketball here at home against Cadots on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you as warm-ups wind down. It's time for tonight's Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. 10-1 Cadot against 8-2 McDonald, both 4-1 the Western Clover Belt Conference. Mark, key or two for the game tonight, do you think?
Well, I'm going to agree with Coach Huzga and said, you know, let's make it a game of trying to outscore each other instead of having the most turnovers. So obviously that was problems for Cadot. I think the McDonald girls have kind of cleaned up a lot of their turnovers. So again, I think the key of the game is going to be for the McDonald girls to control the basketball, take care of the basketball, and obviously you got to play some tight defense against a good shooting team like Cadot.
Average margin of victory for Cadot is 30 points. They're averaging 65.1 offensively, giving up 35.1 defensively. McDonald averaging 57.5 points per game and 37.6 given up. Should be a lot of fun. This battle for second in the Western Clover Belt, both teams chasing Osseo Fairchild, who's unbeaten and ranks number 3 in the state in Division 4 right now. McDonald, though, ranked 3rd in the state in D5. We'll step out and be back right after this. Your player introductions and game time is next on WOGO Sports. It's the Max and the Hornets. Cadot and McDonald here on WOGO.
Go to work or get a degree. Work degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
To Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports, Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, Wogo.com, and Max TV. You just heard your Toys and Ford keys to the game brought to you by Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Now we'll have your starting lineups. First, the Cadott Hornets. Number three, Ellie Eiler, a 5'11 junior, averaging 12.4 points, 8.3 rebounds. Lauren Gadel's their leading scorer, just under 20 points per game. Number four, a 5'8 junior, also 6.8 rebounds and nearly five steals. Emma Kowalczyk, a sophomore, 5'10, number 11, 8.5 points, 5.3 rebounds. Eva Ennis-Vett, 8.7 rebounds, 3.5 points, 5'9 junior. And number 33, Lakin Ryan, 5'5 junior, 11.9 points per game, 2.8 rebounds. David Huzga, head coach of Cadott. On the other side, for McDonald, Destiny Boffman, the 5'7 senior guard, number zero, second on the team in rebounds, 7.7 points per game and 2.4 steals. Marley Hughes, 5'9 junior small forward, number one, leads the team in assists, 8.9 points per game as well. Also, number 22, Emily Cooper, 5'8", sophomore guard, 4.1 steals per game to lead the team. Also, co-lead with Marley in assists at 11.1 points per game. Lauren Dietz, 5'4", senior guard, number 24, leads the team at 18.6 points per game, leads the team in rebounds at 8.4 and 2.2 steals, 2.1 assists. Rounding out the starting five, Abby Petronovich, 5'10", senior center, number 42, 6.2 rebounds per game. Don Cooper, eighth year at the helm of the McDonald Max with a 111-63 record. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms with the royal blue numerals, trim and lettering, Cadott, jet black tops and bottoms with the gold stripes on the sides of the tanks and shorts, gold numerals, white piping. Marley Hughes wins the back tap to Abby Petronovich. McDonald will move left to right to start. Long feed into the left corner, Lauren Dietz, as we are underway here in this battle for second in the Western Clover Belt Conference. McDonald and Cadott here from Chippewa Falls. Pretty good crowd on hand.
Yeah, Cadott's playing, looks like a almost a 1-2-2 type of zone defense.
Lauren Dietz straight on, passes up a three to Emily Cooper right side. Destiny Boffman in the right corner, long skip pass that's poked away and stolen by Cadott. Coming hard the other way for the Hornets, a layup for Lauren Gadel. You can see why she gets almost five steals per game as she stepped in front of that pass and gives Cadott the 2-0 lead.
That's points off of a turnover, that's what we don't want to have.
Emily Cooper right wing, cross court skip, Destiny Boffman. Boffman was 2 of 3 from long range against Regis last Thursday night. Emily Cooper left wing, drops down at the left elbow, Marley Hughes. Skip out to Destiny Boffman, rotates back to Emily Cooper via Marley Hughes. Head fake for Cooper, drops into the left corner. Now resetting up top with the right-handed bounce going between her legs to Marley Hughes is Lauren Dietz. Hughes left side for Cooper, deep three on the way. That one off the front of the rim. Lauren Dietz, offensive rebound, 10-footer along the baseline, rolls in and out. Rebound pulled down by Cadott. Ava Ennis-Vett.
Couple of good looks at the basket there.
Lauren Gadel, their leading scorer, drops off left side for Lakin Ryan, who is not afraid at 5'5 to let fly from three. Skipping to the corner, Ryan, that's her first three-point attempt. Off the side of the rim, rebound tracked down the corner, though, by Ennis-Vett. Drive along the baseline, whistle, and a foul. And actually, I think they're going to say that she stepped along the baseline, Ellie Eiler. Nope, got an offensive foul.
It's an illegal screen.
So the first whistle against either team, this one going against Cadott, who leads 2-0 with 16-17 to play in the first half on Wogo Sports and Max TV. Find that via the McDonald Area Catholic Schools Facebook page or McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org, the website. Straight on, kick to Lauren Dietz. Good head fake, driving baseline, wrong though. Right block goes up and misses one from 2 feet. That one halfway down and just won't fall for Lauren. Marley Hughes almost steals it along midcourt. Retrieved by Cadott. Eiler into the corner. Second three on the way. That one no good as well for Lakin Ryan. Battle for the rebound with Petronovich as she hits the deck. Going head-to-head with Ennis-Vett. And possession going to stay with Cadott.
Not afraid to shoot that three ball.
pretty quick release there.
Lauren Ryan, yeah, she has a very quick release.
Inbounds up top. Eiler into the left corner. They'll work back up top. Lauren Gadel, who averages nearly 20 per game. Gadel down the lane, and a foul on the ground against McDonald. Team fouls even now at one apiece, and they are going to get
Destiny
Boffman with her first. 2-0 Cadott with possession. Back to Ryan. Ryan goes up top. Eiler checked by Emily Cooper near that Bulldog logo at midcourt. Emily pokes away into the backcourt. Eiler retrieves. Back across the timeline. Hands it off right side for Lakin Ryan, who thought for a moment about a really deep three. Goes left side, Kowalczyk. Now some spacing trouble up top, and another quick foul, and that one against Destiny Boffman, and that is not good for probably your best on-ball defender. Amber Adams will quickly come into this game, the 5'9 senior forward, averages 5.6 points per game. She had 19 against Medford over the Christmas break.
Yeah, she's always in the right spot at the right time, it seems like.
Well, foul trouble is not what you wanted for Destiny Boffman. As we mentioned, pregame has been playing very well. Cadott leading 2-0, looking for more. Three on the way. That's their third attempt. That's missed, but a rebound pulled down by Emma Kowalczyk after it caromed out of the lane. Abby Petronovich steals a pass away in the paint, and a quick foul on Cadott. Nice job there by Abby Petronovich. Looking like a goalie sliding over and blocking that shot, which was a pass. Right side, Lauren Dietz outside the arc, holding 30 feet from the bucket, hands off. Dropping to the corner, just inside the three-point line. Amber Adams up top, threw it away. That's another steal for Lauren Gadel. Gadel down the left side of the lane, throws up a tough shot with the left hand, won't fall. Offensive rebound attempt taken away by Emily Cooper. Cooper working across the mid-stripe, goes left side, Lauren Dietz. Show and go, down the lane, up with the left hand, ties the game at two. Lauren Dietz, a nifty little move from 10 feet away from the bucket, ends up with a layup. Lakin Ryan, they left her alone for three, but she doesn't quite pull the trigger. Good closeout there by Dietz. Two apiece, 14.5 to go in the first half here on Wogo Sports. Eiler into the corner. Lakin Ryan, another good closeout by Dietz, prevents the three. Ryan slips along the baseline, but slips a beautiful pass down low to Enesvet, who scores from low on the right, 4-2 Cadott.
The McDonald girls against this zone do a nice job of getting good looks if they penetrate the middle.
Marley Hughes just inside the right elbow out to Lauren Dietz. Short corner feed, Amber Adams. Baseline jumper from 10 feet, no. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Too strong off the window. Marley Hughes almost had the offensive rebound, but it caroms out into the corner. Gato retrieves. Now she's straddling the mid-stripe, and a timeout taken by Coach Huzzaga of Cadott. We will step out and be back in 30 seconds here on WOGO Sports, the Max Trail Early, 4-2.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
If you don't want to go out in the cold, the Medicine Shop offers free local delivery and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee, again, with free local delivery. It's 4-2 Cadott against McDonald. The Hornets, the visitors, with the two-point lead with 13:48 to go here first half. Hornets have the basketball as well.
We got Emma Stelter out there for giving Abby a break.
Drop along the baseline and a quick foul. That one is going to go against Emma Stelter, who wears number 21. Stelter, the 5'6 senior forward, 2.4 points, 2.8 rebounds per game, and that will send Enesvet to the line, shooting two with her team leading 4-2. Team's third foul. Free throw, no good, and 48% foul shooting team are the Cadott Hornets, about 11 attempts per game. Second free throw for Enesvet coming up. That one too strong as well, but an offensive rebound putback won't fall. That was an athletic move there by Lauren Gadel. Now Amber Adams in the paint, scoots it back out to Marley Hughes, left side Cooper. Cooper to Lauren Dietz, right of the circle. Lauren puts on the floor, one bounce to the right hand. Marley Hughes inside the right elbow. Kick into the left corner just inside the arc. That's Amber Adams. Adams feeds down to Marley Hughes. Kick out Lauren Dietz. Dietz throws it away, stolen by Gadel, but she knocks it out of bounds into the scorer's table. Gadel working the top of that, I don't know what we're calling it, but that zone defense.
Yes.
Very athletic.
It's almost like a 1-2-2 type, almost 1-3-1 look, but they moving.
McDonald inbounds, Marley Hughes from Emily Cooper, long cross-court skip, left of the circle, Lauren Dietz. Dietz abounds to Amber Adams. At the high post, Emma Stelter works the pivot foot out to Emily Cooper. Big head fake, Marley Hughes to Stelter, drops it down to Amber Adams. Yep. Amber working baseline, and she is bumped and fouled before the shot can be lofted. That will be the third whistle against Kadats. If you're just joining us, Destiny Boffman sitting on the bench with two very quick early fouls for McDonald. They'll stack three at the right elbow. Emily Cooper in the right corner as Marley Hughes will trigger on this inbounds. Goes to Lauren Dietz in the right corner, and guess who? Lauren Gadel swats a pass out of bounds.
The girls just got to keep attacking the middle.
Emily Cooper up top finds Amber Adams cutting along the baseline. Splits there two defenders goes. High off the window, up and in. Amber Adams.
That's what they got to do, is attack the basket.
Four apiece. Oh, a whistle and an offensive foul called against Ellie Eiler of Kadats. That's the fourth foul committed by Kadats. 12:40 to play, and McDonald now a chance to take their first lead of the night.
I think they put that on Gadel.
So that's Gadel's first, team's fourth.
Yeah, it's actually Amber Adams that picked that up on somebody just ran over.
Marley Hughes holding high on the right, puts on the floor with one bounce, then back out to Lauren Dietz. Dietz a bounce back to Marley on the right wing. Hughes skips back to Lauren, looking to the left corner for a moment, nothing there, back to Marley on the right side. Marley Hughes tests into the paint, kick out Lauren Dietz to Emily Cooper. Cooper drops down for Emma Stelter, nice move. Stelter high off the window, no, gets her own rebound, goes up hard. That one too strong as well, out of bounds, staying with McDonald. Good work there by Marley Hughes.
Well, I think they might overrule this one.
And the officials conferring. Give us time to let you know that Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. It is Kadat ball, so McDonald will come out with pressure. And Marley Hughes gets it right back with a steal to Emily Cooper. Cooper, 4-3.
Nice.
Nothing but net.
That was a high arcing shot. Typical.
7-4, McDonald. Shoot. Oh, nice pass by Kadat in transition. They miss a bunny down low. That was Brady Burrish, who just came into the game, the 5'7 sophomore.
I think that might go on more.
Foul called against McDonald, though, underneath. So the foul's coming pretty quickly early on here. Lauren Dietz picks up her first, the team's fourth. Kadat will inbound with Burrish. Burrish skip out to Gadel. Gadel for three. That one short. Long rebound out to Lauren Dietz. She wants to run with a 3-on-3. Dietz crosses over down the lane, splits two defenders and scores.
Attacking the basket.
Dietz with four. The McDonald lead is 5-9-4. Right side, Gadel. Gadel along the right baseline, check by Amber Adams. She throws into the backcourt. Emily Cooper outracing everyone. Gets it just underneath the hoop. Drops off for Marley Hughes. Hughes too strong off the window. Rebound to Kadats. There's an opportunity there for McDonald. Thrown away into the student section. That one got away from Eiler. She was trying to outlet. And McDonald's Emma Stelter will inbound right in front of her fellow Max students. Great to see the pep band out here. Wonderful rendition of our nation's national anthem.
Yes, did a nice job.
Just over 11 minutes to go here, first half. 9-4 McDonald. Marley Hughes back to Lauren Dietz. Dietz maintaining the bounce on the left wing, now picks it up, slides a bounce pass back to Marley Hughes on the opposite side. Hughes to Lauren Dietz. Dietz drops to Emily Cooper. Cooper along the baseline, runner from 12 feet. That one comes up short. Rebound to Lakin Ryan. Ryan will push it ahead, and Lauren Dietz steals it right in front of her own bench. Dietz went up high for that one. Now Lauren down the lane. Pull up. 12-footer. Back rimmed it. No. Lakin Ryan with the rebound. She'll try an outlet again, and again it's thrown away as Marley Hughes steals that one in front of her own bench. She'll throw to Amber Adams in the right corner. Back out to Emma Stelter. Stelter to Marley Hughes. Pace picking up a bit in this game.
It is.
Sydney Flanagan about to come in at the next juncture for Don Cooper and the Lady Max. Long cross-court skip to the left corner, Emily Cooper. Cooper along the left baseline finds Amber Adams. Cutting to the hoop.
Oh.
A little bit too strong from straight on 4 feet. The other way is Eiler. Eiler down the right side of the lane, throws him to the corner, skip out Ryan. Ryan left wide open for three. That one rims in and out. Rebound kicked out back to Ryan as Emma Stelter tried to save it. Ryan, with no hesitation, will hit a three this time as it hits the front of the rim. I think it took her five attempts, but Lakin Ryan drops one through, and it's a two-point game, 9-7.
Timeout, 30-second timeout, Cadott.
Back in half a minute, this is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Hi, my name's Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Well, from a small hometown company in Indiana, Berry Global has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. They're extremely proud of their small town heritage and love being part of this community in Chippewa Falls, named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls. 9:55 remaining here in the first half. McDonald's lead cut to 2, 9-7. After Cadott jumped out 4-2 early on. McDonald with the basketball. Lincoln Ryan, who shoots about 10 threes per game, has already taken five by my count and hit one just before the timeout. McDonald with some substitutions. Aubrey Dorn in there for the first time. Also Callie Goulet and Sydney Flanagan. Goulet along the baseline. She's bumped heavily. Back out to Dorn. Sydney Flanagan right wing. Left side, Marley Hughes. Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn just inside the paint. Kick out Sydney Flanagan. Loops it back up top. Marley Hughes quickly rotates. Lauren Dietz wide open for three. Left corner pocket. You better believe it.
Nice ball movement by the girls.
Dietz with seven of McDonald's 12. She's equaled Cadott's tally all by her lonesome. We're almost to the halfway point of the first half. Eiler to Kowalczyk right corner against Marley Hughes. Loops it over to Lakin Ryan. Ryan just hit that three, skips it out, and traveled with the ball before the pass to Kowalczyk. Another turnover. Callie Goulet, the 5'10" sophomore forward, number 25. Sydney Flanagan, 5'4" senior guard, number 20. And also on the floor, Aubrey Dorn, 5'11" sophomore forward guard combo, number 23. Just getting caught up on who's on the floor right now for McDonald, along with Marley Hughes and Lauren Dietz. Dorn, beautiful move, goes right by her defender, but the scooping layup with the left hand, no good. Sydney Flanagan, Johnny or Jane on the spot there, grabs the offensive rebound. That was such a pretty
Aubrey,
move by Dorn.
Aubrey, if she would just take that little 4-foot shot there, looks good.
Flanagan works from the right corner. Goulet drops down for Dorn, swatted away and stolen by Kowalczyk. Push ahead to Lakin Ryan from Eiler. Ryan will try another three online, splashed it. That one looked good the whole way for Lakin Ryan. It's what she does, is shoot threes in volume, and it's a good amount of them too. That's her second make in six attempts tonight. 12-10, McDonald's lead cut to just two again. Aubrey Dorn finds Callie Goulet along the baseline, blocked on the way up. Ryan or Kowalczyk got a piece of that one. Kowalczyk high dribble, that's a carry. Coach Cooper saw it, so did the officials. 8-1 remaining in the first half, 12-10, McDonald. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at SIM4Kids.com, SIM4Kids.com. Amber Adams is back out there, as is Destiny Boffman,
yep,
who's playing with two fouls. She'll have to play clean here.
Emily Cooper came in.
Oh. Now an errant pass thrown away by Sydney Flanagan, skipped through the arms of her intended recipient, and is thrown right back by Cadott as Destiny Boffman collapsing back into the paint with the steal.
Again, these girls got too many passes out front here, and they got to start attacking the middle.
Flanagan back to Emily Cooper, high on the left, back to Flanagan, right wing outside the arc. Sydney, the senior, throws it away again. Gadel with the steal. Sydney chasing her. Gadel down the lane. Euro step. Too strong. Gets her own offensive rebound. Puts it up. Too strong again. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with Cadott. Emma Kowalczyk collided with Aubrey Dorn. And it's off of Dorn out of bounds. 12-10. Cadott with a chance to tie or take the lead. They'll put two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Inbounds to Lake and Ryan. They left her open for three. She nicks one off the front of the rim that time.
Good box out by Amber Adams for a nice rebound.
Destiny Boffman, Emily Cooper right at the circle. Emily at the high post, Aubrey Dorn. Dorn wheels back to Emily Cooper, to Sydney Flanagan. She'll try a three. That one too long from the right corner. And a whistle and a foul against McDonald on a reach. And I think Amber Adams. Yep. It'll be the team's fifth. And with 6:56 left, McDonald only has one foul left to give here in the first half. That is the first whistle against Amber. Lauren Dietz comes in for Sydney Flanagan. McDonald showing some backcourt pressure now. Trying to trap at midcourt. Long pass thrown away. Aubrey Dorn steals it near the baseline. Long feed ahead to Lauren Dietz for Emily Cooper. Dietz tries to slide a bounce pass down to Aubrey Dorn. Tough shot along the baseline. That one off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kadad. Now Eiler. Down the right side of the lane, forces a feed down inside to Kowalczyk, and stolen away and saved by Aubrey Dorn. Push ahead to Dietz from Cooper. Dietz takes heavy contact, goes up, misses the shot, but will earn a trip to the line, shooting two. That was a nice play on the opposite baseline by Aubrey Dorn on a pass. I don't know if she stole it or if it was thrown away, but either way, she saved it and started that break.
Yes. Again, push the ball up the floor. Lauren kind of knew she was going to, it's like a receiver going across the middle. You know you're going to get hammered. She knew it.
Again, Dietz still with a couple splinted up fingers on that left hand. First free throw is perfect for Lauren. She's shooting 71% from the foul line. That is her 43rd attempt this season. Leads the team. Sub for Kadats, Brady Burrish, the sophomore, back in. As Ennis Fett takes a seat, second free throw perfect as well for Lauren Dietz. She's flirting with double digits already, sitting at 9, 14-10, McDonald. Eiler throws a pass right in front of the McDonald bench, and they're going to get Amber Adams with a blocking foul as Gaedel tried to go by her in a constricted area.
Amber had the position there. She could have just held her ground. I think she'd have been better off, but got a little movement going for a blocking foul, her second.
Kowalczyk will inbound. She'll throw across the floor to Burrish. She's wide open for three, straight on. Misses it short. Rebound pulled down by Lauren Dietz. Dietz pushes ahead 30 feet to Aubrey Dorn. Reach from behind by Burrish. And that's the fifth whistle against Kadat. Or is that number six? That is number six. So neither team with any fouls left to give. Bonus free throws for the final one-third of the first half with 6:13 remaining. McDonald. Quick inbound to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn goes up strong from low on the left. Great position.
Yeah, she had her person posted up nicely.
Eiler across the logo at midcourt. On the floor with the left hand. That did look like a walk. Out to Eiler. Eiler drops it down to Kowalczyk, and Kowalczyk loses it along the baseline, but staying with Kadat. Coach Cooper can't believe it. I saw it differently at court level than I did from up here. Marley Hughes will come in for Destiny Boffman with 5:56.
Where's the other two referees that were supposed to be helping us out?
I didn't see anyone in white and blue touch that ball. Inbound thrown to the corner. Long three hits the side of the backboard. Burris tracks down the rebound. That was the miss by Gaedel. Ryan to Eiler up top. Check by Emily Cooper. Throws back to Lakin Ryan. Marley Hughes right in her grill to prevent the three. Ryan puts it on the floor with the left hand. Beautiful wraparound pass. Wow, what a pass by Lakin Ryan. And she'll drop it off to Burrish for the sophomore's first bucket. Four-point game, 16-12 McDonald.
That was a nice pass.
Emily Cooper to Marley Hughes. Marley loops it up top. Lauren Dietz. Dietz, brilliant head fake. Drops off for Aubrey Dorn. Splits two defenders. Will the layup fall? No, it won't. Gets her own rebound. Goes up.
There we go.
Counted in the foul. Hooping hard for Aubrey Dorn, the sophomore.
Nice hustle by the sophomore out there. Not afraid to get in there and mix it up.
18-12, McDonald. Aubrey Dorn looking for three the old-fashioned way with 5:11 to play here in the first half. Planning to build a new home? Contact one of the most knowledgeable companies for sewer and septic systems, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Proud to be a Lady Max basketball sponsor on WOGO Radio, Boffman Sewer and Septic. Aubrey Dorn for her fifth points. Free throw, no. Destiny Boffman snuck in there for an offensive rebound. Back out to Dorn for Marley Hughes. Hughes in the right corner. Marley maintaining a right-handed bounce. Loops it over for Destiny Boffman left wing. Back to Marley. The skip on the right side. Hughes driving baseline to Emily Cooper. Cooper runner in the lane. No offensive rebound. Guess who? Aubrey Dorn. She goes up, gets fouled again. That's whistle number 8 on Kadad, and Aubrey Dorn will get a chance for 2 this time. 57% foul shooter. She'll get 2 opportunities. They'll stay down on the first. The 5'10 sophomore forward is really, 5'11 rather, is really playing phenomenally.
Nice shot.
There you go. 5 points for Aubrey Dorn. She hits the first. Subs coming in, Abby Petronovic will enter for Coach Cooper. And I believe she's coming in for Aubrey Dorn.
That's 2 girls with Kadat that have 3 fouls.
Second free throw good for Aubrey Dorn. A perfect trip. And that is 3 fouls, as you mentioned, on Brady Burrish. And catch me up. Who's the other Kadat player with 3 fouls?
It is Eva.
Enisvet. There we go. The 5'9 junior. 20-12, McDonald with an 8-point lead, under 5 to play first half. Lake and Ryan, dangerous pass. Kowalczyk retrieves way too strong off the glass. Rebound by Marley Hughes. Hughes will push ahead to Destiny Boffman. Great over-the-shoulder catch. Destiny back out. Emily Cooper for Marley Hughes, left of the circle. Marley back to Emily Cooper. Thought about a long 3. She's going to take one pretty
soon.
Is. Marley Hughes in the left corner, walked with the basketball. It was a nice feed along the baseline by Destiny Boffman, and Marley was thinking about shooting, thinking about driving.
Yeah.
That indecision, I think, cost her the traveling violation. 20-12, McDonald, 4:22 left here on WOGO. Wogo Sports, Max TV. Gatel down the right side of the lane as they break pressure. Gatel takes a foul from Abby Petronovic, who will go to the line shooting 2. And Coach John Cooper saying Abby was straight up and down and didn't move. You can see him gesticulating to the referees and saying, what is she supposed to do?
Yeah.
If she's straight up and down, the offensive player creates contact, but the officials see it a little differently. So Gatel, first free throw, is good. Again, she was 10 of 15 from the line against Bloomer in that 21-point victory. Gatel has 3 points right now. 20-13, the McDonald lead cut to 7 and cut to 6 as she's perfect on that trip from the charity stripe. 4:15 to play. McDonald's lead is 6, 20-14. Marley Hughes with the basketball, right wing. Emily Cooper back to Marley on the right side. Hughes, couple left-handed dribbles, loops it down to Abby Petronovic via Destiny Boffman. Petronovic loses it for a moment. Out to Lauren Dietz. Head fake. Pull up. 17-footer right baseline. She thought that one was going down. Abby Petronovic hits the deck, trying to pull in a loose ball. Kadat comes out of it. Lake and Ryan
walked
with the basketball, and they didn't call it. She missed the 3. Oh, goodness. Okay. No need to comment further. Left side, Marley Hughes. To Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Marley on the left wing. Sydney Flanagan about to come back in for Coach Cooper. Now a 3 on the way. That one just off the front of the rim from Emily Cooper. Offensive rebound. Put back. Abby Petronovic is rewarded for working hard in the paint.
Nice job by Abby. Nice cleanup. Nice layup.
8-point lead for McDonald, 22-14. Olivia Goodman, the 5'8 seniors on the floor now for Coach Huziga and Kadat. This battle for second in the Western Clover Belt. Pass to Gatel from Lake and Ryan. Gatel. Contested shot, misses one from low on the right, and Emily Cooper going to bring it the other way for McDonald. Cooper crosses over on Goodman. Left side, Marley Hughes. Comes back up top to Destiny Boffman, straddling the 3-point arc back to Hughes, under 3 to play. Emily Cooper right wing. Cooper on the floor with the right hand, back to Marley Hughes. Hughes to Cooper. Left side, a whistle.
I think Abby, from that hustle play down there, I think she might have maybe got a little bloody nose or something out of that. But
so Abby going to exit.
She's
got to
come off.
And Emma Stelter will come in.
I know Abby, when she hustled after that ball on that play, she kind of grabbed at her head a little bit.
Hopefully nothing that'll keep her out long.
I don't think so.
Marley Hughes to Lauren Dietz, wide open for 3. That one just off the mark. Offensive rebound, Emily Cooper. Out to Marley Hughes, 16-footer off the front of the rim and pulled down by Gatel of Kadat as 2 McDonald players were actually fighting each other a bit for that one. Lake and Ryan, right wing. Quick closeout by Lauren Dietz. Ryan puts it on the floor with the left hand. High pass up top. Eiler Eiler along the baseline, throws it away. Emma Stelter, the closest player to it. She wisely lets it go out of bounds with 2:16 remaining. 22-14 at McDonald.
Again, the girls are doing a nice job with ball movement here.
Across the logo, Emily Cooper to Destiny Boffman, left wing. Boffman puts it on the floor with the right hand. Shoots it back to Cooper, left side. Cooper, 4-3. Lot of arc, lot of net.
Thought that was going to go off the rafters.
6 points for Cooper, both from downtown. Lake and Ryan, who also has two makes from beyond the arc, throws a pass away. Lauren Dietz with a steal after it gets away from Eiler. Dietz on the right side of the lane. Layup good. She's into double digits.
Beautiful play.
Dietz with 11. McDonald all of a sudden is up 13, 27-14. And again, maybe the McDonald mystique starting to get to Kadada a little bit. As Coach Husga mentioned, this is the team they really would like to get at least one win over during this campaign. Gatel down the left side of the lane. She ran over him. Estelle, what a block. Bang, bang, play.
Yeah.
We'll give the officials the benefit of the doubt there on making the right call.
I think Emma just started wincing a little bit, knowing that the hit was coming, and moved just a little bit.
It's still going to be a 1-1 here. That's the second on Emma Stelter. Again, Coach Cooper's certainly going to be campaigning for charge rather than block. But, again, the officials in agreement there that that foul's going on Stelter. Eighth on McDonald. First free throw is no good. Gatel now 2-for-3 from the foul line. Max with the basketball and 1:16 to play. Leading 27-14 here on their home floor. Trying to win their fourth in a row. Long ways to go in this one. Canada at 10-1, McDonald at 8-2. We've got a whistle in 3 seconds.
Emma Stelter had her.
Stelter.
She had her back foot planted in the paint. 30-second timeout, McDonald.
We'll be back in half a minute. McDonald Sports on WOGO.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students, families, and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. 27-14 McDonald as we tick under 1 minute to play. Cross-court skip from Goodman to Gatel. She'll throw to Eiler in the corner, wide open for three. That one comes up short. Good box out by Lauren Dietz. She'll hand off to Emily Cooper. And McDonald now with possession, leading by 13. Cooper to Destiny Boffman. Boffman, Marley Hughes left corner up top. Lauren Dietz between the wheels. Leaves it for Marley on the left. Hughes, one left-handed dribble and a high post to Aubrey Dorn, who's had a whale of a first half. Dorn gets tripped up. Incidental contact there, but the ball goes back to Kadat. Coming the other way is Eiler down the left side of the lane. Kick out Gatel. Deep three left side online. That one short, gets her own rebound, runs it right back up. Strong off the window. She draws the second foul from Lauren Dietz, team's ninth. Gatel will go to the line shooting a pair. 24.2 left. Still a 27-14 game, and this is still a 1-1 for Lauren Gatel, sitting at 4 points. Has made 2 of 3 from the foul line. First free throw is off the mark. Did I miss?
Shooting foul.
A shooting foul. So Gatel's missed a couple in a row here. Lauren Dietz out because that was her second foul. Cindy Flanagan back in.
Destiny's out. Amber Adams come in.
Second free throw, and now Gatel finds the range again. 5 points for Gatel, 27-15. The McDonald lead cut to 12. They can hold for the final shot if they wish. 19 seconds to play. Cindy Flanagan on the right wing. High feed over across the floor, and that's going to be an over and back as Emily Cooper had to chase it across the timeline, and now Kadat get a chance for the final shot if they would like. Trailing 27-15. Lake and Ryan will inbound right in front of the scorer's table at midcourt. Throws it in the backcourt and throws it away. Marley Hughes on the run. Takes it down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Credit Amber Adams for hassling that turnover as well. Marley, he was her first bucket. Long three, too strong off the window. And we are at 29-15 at the break. McDonald leading by 14 in a strong first half here against the 10-1 Cadott Hornets. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. This is Lady Max Basketball on WOGO Halle Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get-started.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
A championship team pursues excellence every day, from practice to the playing field. And if you pursue excellence in your career, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls is looking for you. Berry Global, a plastics manufacturer, is hiring for night shift production operators. Entry-level positions start at $65,000 per year. Work a 2-2-3 schedule and earn $65,000 a year with medical, dental, and vision coverage. Search for the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
Halftime here in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. 29-15. McDonald got off to a little bit of a slow start here against Cadott, but really race into the break and lead by 14 points against the Hornets, who are tied with McDonald at 4-1 in the WCC, both chasing Osseo Fairchild, who's at 5-0 overall. Pretty well played first half, Mark Maloney.
Yes, I agree. I think the girls did a nice job. I only got them down for 6 turnovers so far, and a lot of those turnovers are just them sloppy perimeter passes that they're doing, and when they attack the basket, they do so much better. And I think that's what kind of opened up this score a little bit. We just about got them doubled up at 29-15. So I think the girls are doing a great job, and maybe, I don't know, Caleb, it seems like maybe Cadott's maybe started running out of gas a little bit. They got two girls with three fouls each that had to sit out, so it kind of takes away some of your rotation. But it seems like the McDonald girls were able to out-hustle the Cadott girls in that first half.
Well, looking at your leading scorers on both sides, four players have scored right now for the Hornets, led by Lakin Ryan with six and Lauren Gadel with five. And then two apiece for Ava Enestvet, who is sitting with those three fouls, and two for Brady Birch, who is also sitting with three fouls. So three fouls apiece for those young ladies. On the other side, Lauren Dietz with 11 points to lead the way for McDonald. Then six apiece for Emily Cooper, both from beyond the arc, and Aubrey Dorn, who's hit a couple nice free throws and done some great work in the paint for McDonald. 2 points for Abby Petrovic, Amber Adams, and Marley Hughes. They're spreading it out.
Yes, again, some great shooting there. And again, I can't emphasize enough that when the girls attack the basket, they get some nice looks. I mean, you got Emily Cooper that just launches that moon ball, comes down right through the middle of the basket. She's always had that shot. It's a great shot. She's a good shooter from outside. Lauren can do the same thing. I'm surprised that Marley hasn't pulled the trigger on a couple. I know she wants to, so she can make them just as well. So, and again, I think Aubrey Dorn right now is my my player of the game. I mean, for that young lady to come out and play the way she's playing out there, she's doing a fantastic job.
Well, let's hear how the first half sounded. Your halftime highlights on WOGO.
Keep attacking the middle.
Emily Cooper up top finds Amber Adams cutting along the baseline. Splits there two defenders go. High off the window, up and in. Amber Adams.
That's what they got to do, is attack the basket.
Got ball, so McDonald will come out with pressure, and Marley Hughes gets it right back with a steal to Emily Cooper. Cooper, 4-3,
nice.
Nothing but net!
That was a high arcing shot, typical.
7-4, McDonald. He picks up her first, the team's fourth. Cadott will inbound with Burrish. Burrish skip out to Gadel. Gadel for three. That one short. Long rebound out to Lauren Dietz. She wants to run with a 3-on-3. Dietz crosses over down the lane, splits two defenders, and scores!
Attacking the basket.
Marley Hughes. Hughes to Aubrey Dorn. Dorn just inside the paint. Kick out Sydney Flanagan. Loops it back up top. Marley Hughes quickly rotates. Lauren Dietz wide open for three. Left corner pocket. You better believe it.
Nice ball movement by the girls.
Hoffman puts it on the floor with the right hand. Shoots it back to Cooper left side. Cooper for three. Lot of arc. Lot of net.
Thought that was going to go off the rafters.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports as the Lady Macs lead the Hornets of Cadott 29-15 at the break. We are back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is Lady Macs basketball on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA. Both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
My name is Tracy Smisky, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Max Basketball here on WOGO 29-15. The Lady Max lead at halftime. Is there a new home on your horizon? It's time to contact Boffman Sewer and Septic, proud sponsors of Lady Max Basketball right here on WOGO Radio. It's our halftime tradition. Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I'm going to give a little shout-out here to Joy Kubishik out at Holloman Air Force Base. That young man has got an incentive ride or a promotional ride. Is getting, it's going tomorrow, supposed to happen today, but did get off the ground. But tomorrow he's going to be taken off on a little two-hour flight in an F-16. What, that's phenomenal.
Wow.
It would be, I told him, I work with his dad, and I said, I better see some video of that.
Yes.
So, Jory, that's going to be awesome to do. And I'm waiting to hear back from Carter Billen, I'm waiting to hear back from Corey Hebert in the Marine Corps, and I'm waiting to hear back from Brandon Anderson that's out in the Navy. I'm kind of getting caught up with those guys. And I want to give a shout-out here to Matt Pulver down at Laughlin Air Force Base. He's going to be getting his pilot license, probably flying C-130s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess is at Spangdahlem, Germany, but he's going over to Africa, along with Greg Hovland is out of Scott Air Force Base. And he is also doing a 8-month tour in Kenya over there. We're kind of getting interested in the Africa area. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm, they were home for Christmas, are back now at Dover Air Force Base, Maryland. Nicole's getting ready to go over to Korea for 12 months. And then our son, Glenn Maloney, is down at McGuire. He is currently doing a little TDY down in Louisiana and can't quite escape where he's at to get over and see his brother, Alex. He's down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. So, again, we're going to catch up with some of these people here. I know Sarah Pass and Bovey's out of the 133rd Civil Engineers, and I know they had quite a few people over there that did some deployments in, like, four different places. So Sarah Passon is the first sergeant over there. And, again, we're going to catch up with a lot of these guys. And we're looking for adding names to this. But, again, they're back at it now, 2022. Be safe, and thank you for all your service.
We'll begin the second half with the original starting five for McDonald. Destiny Boffman, Marley Hughes, Emily Cooper, Abby Petronovich, and Lauren Dietz. McDonald now moving right to left at the top of the key. Marley Hughes to Boffman to Emily Cooper left wing. Cooper just inside the arc to Lauren Dietz left corner. Back to Cooper on the left wing. Surveying the defense, Emily Cooper tests inside the arc. Gets it back from Destiny Boffman at the high post. Marley Hughes turns, wheels, scoots a bounce pass down low that's batted away, but Emily Cooper retrieves. She's doubled, splits that double team out to Destiny Boffman. Boffman right-handed dribble back to Cooper. Leaves it for Destiny playing catch up top. Marley Hughes left wing, straddling the three-point arc. Wafts it up top. Short corner feed, kick out Emily Cooper from Lauren Dietz. 4-3, that one just off the side of the bracket. Rebound to Lauren Gadel of Cadot. Gadel loping down the floor, down the right side of the lane, and she's going to get a quick foul on Destiny Boffman, her third. Yeah. Unfortunately, history repeating itself with quick fouls against Destiny Boffman. She picked up two very early on in the first half. Played clean the rest of the way, but did have to spend a lot of that first half on the bench.
And she's in great defensive position there. She just needs to settle down.
Ryan driving baseline. A nice bounce feed to Enesvet, who also has three fouls. They'll leave it for Eiler up top. Eiler to Lake and Ryan, who hit two threes in the first half. Talented shooter. Gadel at the right elbow. Flips over left side for Eiler. Eiler 4-3. That one off the side of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Emily Cooper. She's got a 2-1 if she moves fast enough. Cooper across the lane. It bounces over a couple hands and right to Lauren Dietz from low on the left, who gets points 12 and 13.
In the right spot. She just kind of waited for everybody to run by and then got the rebound all by herself.
Cooper knocks the inbounds pass back out of bounds. And McDonald, some full court pressure here to start the second half, leading 31-15.
They're in a man-to-man defense, but they are pressuring full court.
Marley Hughes, Brandon Kowalczyk to Gadel, left side. Long, long three from the left wing. That one comes up short. Emily Cooper with the rebound after a good box out by Petronovich. Long lead feed ahead, running the floor. Lauren Dietz after a heave from half court.
By Emily.
Emily Cooper, a great pass and a great finish by Dietz, who now has 15.
Here's
a throw
and
into the backcourt. That's an over and back against Kadot. 33-15, McDonald leads by 18. The officials will confer here with 16:01 left. Give us time to let you know that fresh, never frozen beef cooked up only after you order. It's the Butter Burger from Culver's. Have one today at Culver's of Lake Halley, where they're now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. You can apply online in person at Culver's of Lake Halley or at culvers.com/careers. They are going to give the ball here to Kadat. They'll say that pass was tipped in the backcourt. Pass thrown into the paint, and that one is tipped away by Emily Cooper, and Lauren Dietz, the recipient. Push ahead, Marley Hughes. Hughes right wing, hesitation, dribble down the lane, her shot blocked. Abby Petronovich, her shot tipped on the way up. Marley Hughes gets the rebound just outside the paint. She'll drop it with a bounce in front of her own bench to Emily Cooper against Lake and Ryan. Crosses over up top, just inside the arc, flips left side, Lauren Dietz. Dietz cross-court skip Marley Hughes with 15:35 and counting. McDonald leading 13-15. And Amber Adams makes her presence felt, and she just came to that game for Destiny Boffman. And Adams, her second basket, as she ran one up with the right hand from low on the right. Now Gadel almost loses it on the way down, but a nice drop-off pass to Enesvet, who has her second bucket. Good position inside the left block.
Trey Davis basket for basket on that possession.
Emily Cooper, high on the right. A couple test dribbles, now backs it outside the arc. Throws it down to Amber Adams. Adams wraparound bounce pass from one side of the lane to the other. Petronovich rotates back outside in the right corner. Show and go, driving baseline. Nice move. Lauren Dietz went by everybody, snuck along the baseline, and she has 17.
She knows what to do with the basketball when she gets it in the middle.
Lauren Gadel, right wing against Adams to Lakin Ryan. They're not going to give her much space. Ryan driving baseline. Nice bounce feed and a block, but a foul against Abby Petronovich as she came across the lane to challenge the shot from Enestvet.
That's all she could do, too.
That's the second whistle against McDonald. And I believe the second against Petronovich. Yep. It is, with 14:37 left. Lady Max leading by 20, 37-17. First free throw is too strong for Ava Enestvet. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more, lakeland.edu/blended, lakeland.edu/blended. No rim on the second free throw as it caroms off the glass. So an empty trip that time for the Hornets. And McDonald will take the basketball back as Destiny Boffman back into the game for Marley Hughes. So Boffman, Cooper, Petronovich, Adams, and Dietz on the floor right now for Coach Cooper.
And I think Coach Cooper can pretty much wear these Cadet girls out. They're kind of gassed already. But he's got such a deep bench there, he could easily.
Lauren Dietz down the left side of the lane. They fed it to her at the high post. And Dietz just is attacking the hoop right now.
Yes.
39-17. She scored all 8 McDonald points in the second half.
Coach Cooper's calling for a travel there.
And the top. Pass thrown into Enestvet, who scores from down low on the right.
That ball was actually knocked out of her hand. It ended up in the other girl's lap.
I was pausing to think for a moment. Lauren has scored 8 of the 10 McDonald points in the second half. Now she catches between two Hornet defenders, skips out. Emily Cooper gets it from Boffman. Back to Boffman on the right wing. Now Lauren Dietz, show and go, pull up, 15-foot jumper. That one just nicks the front of the rim and out of bounds to Cadot. We'll have a substitution. Petronovich out. Emma Stelter in with 13:27 remaining. And McDonald enjoying a 39-19 20-point advantage here at home over Cadot. Lakin Ryan into the backcourt near her own foul line. That's Eiler. Puts it on the floor. Puts the shoulder down. Crosses over against Emily Cooper. Now down the lane. Nice pass to Enestvet, who's got good position. Possession after possession here.
Yeah.
And she'll draw a foul from Emma Stelter. Yeah. Will earn another trip to the line. Ava Enestvet, the junior, has just really been working that paint.
That's Emma's third.
Team's third. No whistles on Cadot here in the second half. Free throw too long for Enestvet. Who's looking for her first make from the charity stripe here tonight.
Yeah, Cadot does a nice job. Same thing. Drive the middle and dish it off.
Another 0 for trip there. A little bit too long and off to the right. Rebound to Destiny Boffman. And Emily Cooper across the timeline. Cooper working a right-handed dribble to Destiny Boffman, left of the circle. Back to Emily, right wing. Cooper against Lakin Ryan, goes between her legs. Back to Destiny Boffman, straight on. Boffman for Cooper, right wing. Knocked out of bounds. Marley Hughes will come in here as Gadel another. Well, actually, that was Eiler who knocked it away.
Lauren's going to take a little breather.
So Dietz sits with 19 points, a game high, right around her season average, and there's still almost 13 minutes to go. Boffman up top against Ryan, picks up the dribble. Emily Cooper left wing, back to Destiny, right at the circle. High post feed at the right elbow. Emma Stelter, Amber Adams, and back to Boffman, loops it for Emily Cooper. She thought about a three instead of head fake. Now backtracks to Marley Hughes. Hughes on the right wing, being patient. The McDonald Lady Max offense. Boffman, Emily Cooper. Cooper between a couple defenders to Amber Adams along the left baseline. Hassled by Gadel there. Amber one bounce back to Cooper. Up top, Destiny Boffman. Boffman down the right side of the lane. Hangs, scoops the shot with the right hand. A little bit too strong. Gadel with the rebound. Emily Cooper pokes it away, but a whistle against McDonald. And that will be the fourth. against the Lady Macs. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Full time out. We'll take a 60-second break as well. Lady Macs up 20 on Kadot here on WOGO Sports.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Twelve minutes, 11 seconds remaining in the second half here on WOGO and Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM, WOGO.com. Streaming and podcast there. You can also watch and listen to tonight's action via Max TV on Facebook or McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Wild shot thrown up by Eiler coming out of the timeout. Rebound pulled down by Emma Stelter of McDonald. Lead feed ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes, hesitation. Just outside the paint, has a pass tipped away and stolen. Nice play there by Ellie Eiler. Eiler push ahead to Gadel. Gadel takes contact and drops one in for the left side as she bumped off Destiny Boffman. Nice play by Lauren Gadel, sparking in transition. 39-21, McDonald lead cut down to 18. Emily Cooper left wing. Back to Destiny Boffman. Long pass back to Cooper, and Cooper will have to save it in front of the student section. She will not. And a quick turnover goes back to Kadot.
Got to get back to attacking the basket.
11:31 in regulation, 39-21. McDonald up 18. Ryan across the timeline with a pass to Eiler. That's stolen away by Emily Cooper. To Marley Hughes. Hughes down the left side of the lane. In transition, layup good. Emily Cooper is absolutely brilliant looking down the floor as a pass almost gets away from Lake and Ryan in the backcourt. But the number of 30 to 40 foot passes we've seen already this season from Cooper is a long three missed off the side, the far side from Eiler.
Oh, they called that off McDonald.
Oh. I'll stay with Kadot. Inbounds to Ryan. Ryan in the right corner, driving baseline and takes contact, but she walked first.
Made the call up. That's a makeup call.
I am inclined to agree with you. Marley Hughes floats back for Emily Cooper, drops down for Destiny Boffman, right wing in front of her own bench, skips out to Marley on the left. Hughes looking to the post. Emma Stelter calling for it for a moment. Instead will bounce back near midcourt. Emily Cooper loops it down. Destiny Boffman, right corner, out to Cooper. Cooper, big ball fake, maintaining the pivot, now out to Marley Hughes, back to Cooper, right at the circle. Cooper crosses over, down the lane, nice feed, found Emma Stelter. Stelter shot blocked on the way up, she gets her own rebound. Emily Cooper, Gadel going for the steal. Cooper will shove it off to Marley Hughes. Hughes back to Cooper with 10-18 to play, 41-21, McDonald up 20. Emma Stelter in the paint, working hard.
There
goes from one
go.
Side of the lane to the other and finishes with the right hand. Puts the shoulder down and finishes with physicality. Emma Stelter.
That was a great post move by Emma.
Now Emily Cooper, another steal. Just took it away from Lake and Ryan in the corner. Finds Amber Adams. Adams down the left side, hits the brakes. Kick out to Cooper, right side, Destiny Boffman. Boffman will flip it back to Marley Hughes. Hughes long cross-court skip Emily Cooper. Short corner feed Amber Adams. Adams finds Destiny Boffman. Kick out Marley Hughes. Back to Cooper on the left wing. Cooper just inside the arc. Gets it back. Open for three. That one off the front of the rim. No. And rebound pulled down by Eiler of Kadot. Kadot will throw it ahead to Gadel. Gadel, nice catch in traffic. Oh. Threw it up wildly. I thought maybe she took an extra step. Amber Adams, though, grabs the rebound. Cooper back out to Marley Hughes. It was a tough catch in traffic there for Gadel.
Yeah.
McDonald will substitute three at the next break. We're almost halfway through the second half. Runner from 16 feet, no good from the left side for Emily Cooper. Eiler drops off for Lakin Ryan. Ryan thought about a three, but a good closeout by Marley Hughes prevents that shot. Now Marley Hughes steals a pass away from Eiler. Kadat is looking tired. Lead feet ahead, gets away for Amber Adams. A little bit too much mustard on that one from Marley, the assist leader for McDonald, tied with Emily Cooper for the team high. Lauren Dietz will come in, as will Sydney Flanagan and Callie Goulet.
Yes.
For McDonald. Adams will sit.
Emily Cooper was a much-deserved break for those girls. Destiny went out, Emily and Amber.
So now Flanagan, Dietz, Hughes, Goulet, and Stelter on the floor for Coach Don Cooper. And Emma Stelter got a piece of a shot. It goes off of Lauren Dietz out of bounds, but Brady Burrish, who's playing with those three fouls that she picked up in the first half, went right at Emma Stelter, and Stelter said no.
Got crowded in there.
Inbounds from Kowalczyk. She'll throw up top. Stelter almost broke that pass up. Ah, she got a little body. And Emma pleading her case with the officials as she collided with Burrish.
Yeah, you know, she kind of had it right for the basketball. I'm on Emma's side on that one.
Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. Gadel along the baseline, working the pivot back out to Eiler. Eiler driving right baseline between a couple defenders, blocked on the way up. They're going to get Emma Stelter with another foul.
That's going to be her fifth.
8:32 to play. Emma Stelter will exit. That'll give us time at least to let you know, as free throws will be shooting here, that you should not let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best, from staying active. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit CVOSM.com/WOGO. CVOSM.com/WOGO. As Eiler hits the first, good hand for Emma Stelter. She takes a seat with five fouls. Aubrey Dorn will see her first second half action after scoring six in the first half. Second free throw also rattled through for Ellie Eiler. She averages 12.4, but those are her first 2 points of the night. Still a 20-point lead for McDonald, 43-23. Sydney Flanagan loops it over to Marley Hughes. Hughes back to Flanagan straight on. Sydney, the senior, leaves it for Marley, high on the right against Gadel. A couple bounces with the left hand, back to Sydney Flanagan. Flanagan to Marley Hughes. Now they'll come out on Marley. Flanagan holds, and she draws a little hip check from Gadel. That is the first whistle against Kadat here in the second half.
Well, it's a good thing it's not a close game, because Kadat would have to be hacking away.
43-23 McDonald. Under eight to go here in the second half. A pass poked away and stolen by Gadel once again, and Marley Hughes trying to stop the break. She will foul Gadel, and that will send her to the line for a 1-1, as that's the seventh team foul against McDonald.
Well, they're going to be shooting free throws for a while here if we don't clean it up.
And now we have a
technical.
I believe on Coach Huzzaga.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah. He didn't like something about, and he was talking to the
was he wanting an intentional foul, maybe, or I don't know. It's hard to tell from way over here.
Yeah.
But a technical assess against Coach Huzzaga of Kadat, and so I believe they will shoot the technical free throw after.
Yep.
Gadel
will shoot her.
I thought Gadel was shooting a 1-1 here. She will miss it.
Now they'll.
And Lauren Dietz will shoot the technical free throw for McDonald.
Yep. Coach Huzga's been kind of known for barking at referees throughout his career.
Lauren Dietz, the free throw, nails it. She is 3-for-3 from the stripe tonight and now has 20 points. Second technical free throw coming up for Dietz, and she's got 21, 45-23. And when you are assessed a technical, I believe you lose your ability to wander in the box, correct?
You do.
So Coach has a goal.
He's got to sit.
Coach from his seat there.
McDonald will get the ball at half court. So they get the 2 points and plus the ball.
Aubrey Dorn will inbound into the backcourt. Emily Cooper, McDonald up 22. 7:50 and counting to go in this Western Cloverbelt Conference game. Winner moves to 5-1 in the conference. Loser drops to 4-2 in third place. Pass thrown away by Lauren Dietz. Eiler with the steal. And a whistle against McDonald. I think they got Lauren.
Callie.
Oh, Callie Goulet.
I would think.
Either way, it will send Kanat to the free throw line. And Eiler, who just hit two from the charity stripe, will be shooting a 1-1 here. Eighth whistle against McDonald. That is the first against Callie Goulet. Free throw hit by Eiler.
I think they put
I'm
going to
correct
on.
Myself again. It is on Aubrey Dorn.
Yes, yes.
So Eiler's hit three in a row, 45-24, McDonald. Eiler going for four straight, and she will make that good. 4 points on the second half for the 5'11 junior. 45-25, McDonald leads by 20. Marley Hughes to Emily Cooper. Cooper had 6 points on the first half. Has been a distributor here tonight. Lauren Dietz, ball fake, goes just inside the line, shoots a pass to Aubrey Dorn, and Dorn up throwaway looking for Petronovich along the baseline. Another steal for Eiler. Eiler crosses over at midcourt, goes behind her back just inside the arc straight on. Flip out for an open three, right corner. That one too strong. Rebound to Petronovich. The miss there by Kowalczyk. Marley Hughes right wing to Emily Cooper. Cooper back to Marley. Holds it on the hip high on the right. Back to Emily.
Burn a little clock up here, but take care of the basketball.
45-25 McDonald, 6:50 and counting. Emily Cooper back to Marley Hughes, right wing. Leaves it for Cooper, short corner feed outside the arc. Lauren Dietz and back to Cooper on the left wing as Gatel closes out. Right side, Marley Hughes. Hughes crosses over, working against two defenders. A little reach in there. Left side, Emily Cooper. Cooper couple bounces. Lofts a pass up top, Marley Hughes.
Hughes. They're just wearing them out.
Throw away Aubrey Dorn after they fed her at the high post. Threw it away. Coming the other way for Kadat is Gatel, and Gatel runs between two McDonald defenders, and either Dietz or Marley Hughes reached in. As you mentioned, wearing out the Kadat defense, and they finally feed the high post, but Aubrey Dorn lost the handle on it a little bit on the pass. And that's the ninth whistle against McDonald with 6:19 remaining. So Kadat will get some free throw practice here as they come into the game under 50% from the foul line. That's held true here tonight. And the 1-1, the final 1-1, is missed by Gatel. And I think that comes from being gassed.
Yeah,
I think they're just tired.
They are. There's not much of a bench there.
And some talented players for Kadat, but McDonald's gotten into their legs. As Lauren Dietz was trying to set up for a long two instead of a three, and she walked. Timeout taken by Coach Cooper with 6:06 left. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds as well here on WOGO Sports.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
If you find yourself with a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, anything glass, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. That's White City Glass. 6:02 and counting. In the final third of the second half, McDonald leads 45-25 coming out of the timeout. Three from the left side. Two strong offensive rebound. Putback blocks on the way up. I think Emily Cooper got a hand on that one. Cooper, long pass ahead to Marley Hughes. Hughes out for a jump shot from Lauren Dietz from 15 feet. No offensive rebound pulled in by Emily Cooper. And a whistle along the baseline.
Put a foul on Paul Check.
That's just the second on Kadat. 20-point game, 45-25. McDonald, Cooper will inbound. Three will stack at the left elbow. Marley Hughes patrolling as the outlet up top. She'll get the pass. Hughes back to Emily Cooper, left wing to Lauren Dietz. Dietz driving baseline. Cuts between three defenders, but blocked on the way up from the opposite side. Rebound tapped back out to Marley Hughes. Good work by Aubrey Dorn. Emily Cooper against Giedel. Up top. Left side. Feed to Aubrey Dorn. Good work to Marley Hughes. Right in the circle. Hughes doubled. Splits the double with a bounce pass to Lauren Dietz. Dietz down the right side of the lane. She's up for two more. Give her 23.
And Abby just kind of set a nice little screen there. And Lauren took complete advantage of that.
Now a pass poked away by Petrunovic and Dorn, but back to Kadat. Quick jump shot from just right of the paint. Missed, pulled down by Petrunovic. A shot missed by Morgan Muldrum, who came into the game for the first time here tonight. And now a pass stolen away. A nice feed ahead to Gadel. Gadel down the lane. Layup, no. Offensive rebound by Emma Kowalczyk. And Kowalczyk's the one who originally stole that pass. It's kind of a point-blank steal. She just took it out of the air from right in front of Lauren Dietz to spark that transition bucket. Max will bring in Flanagan and Amber Adams in a moment. Marley Hughes straight on with her team leading by 20, 47-27. Aubrey Dorn on the left. One bounce, two, then three with the right hand. Marley Hughes standing on that logo for a moment. Emily Cooper right in front of her own bench. Cooper driving right baseline. Finds Aubrey Dorn. Dorn passed up a three.
Basket anyway.
Not sure if Aubrey has that range yet as a sophomore or not, but probably making the wise play here in a runaway game for McDonald. Dorn now in the right corner. Bounce back to Marley Hughes, high on the right. Hughes, couple test dribbles, gets by a couple defenders, stops, hits the brakes, kisses off the glass for two.
Not so sure she really wanted to shoot it. She was looking to pass. I think she wanted to burn a little clock time.
49-27, quick release on a three, way too strong that time for Kanat. Gato with the miss, Dorn with the rebound, hands off to Marley Hughes, under three and a half left. Emily Cooper at the high post. Dorn back out to Marley Hughes. Hughes splits the double team. A little pop pass over to Dorn. Dorn finds Lauren Dietz. Dietz drives between two defenders. Lost it on the way up. Offensive rebound. Petrunovic. And Petrunovic will go up and get fouled. I don't know if Lauren lost her balance a little bit or what. But Petrunovic doing a nice job with the offensive board. And now we'll shoot a pair.
Put that on Burgess. That's her fourth.
Free throw here for Abby. Good rotation. And Abby Petrunovic now has 3 points. 67% from the foul line. Not a ton of attempts so far. As Lauren Dietz and Marley Hughes will take a seat. Sydney Flanagan, Amber Adams in for the final 3-11, we would presume. Petrunovic, the second free throw for the senior. Nice job there. 2 for 2 on that trip for Abby Petrunovic. 51-27 McDonald. Gadel, long cross-court pass to Eiler. Eiler against Aubrey Dorn. Throws a high one into the corner. It's saved, but back to McDonald. Then knocked out of bounds off of Emily Cooper as Burrish went high for that one. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. A three missed from the corner. Sydney Flanagan with the rebound.
That was a quick shot there out of the corner.
Now Flanagan doubled, working the pivot, and a timeout taken by Coach Cooper. He'll step out in 30 seconds, as will we back in half a minute. McDonald rolling here on their home floor against Kadat.
Royal Credit Union's roots run deep in the Chippewa Valley. We've been helping families thrive here since 1964. Thank you for helping us make over 57 years of positive impact. Along the way, students have learned about saving with Royal. Families have moved into their first home with Royal. And businesses have turned dreams into success stories with Royal. Our strong roots make it easy for you to grow. Join us at any Royal Credit Union office or at rcu.org/roots. Insured by NCUA.
Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete, three generations of service, and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports and Max TV. 51-27 McDonald. Maddie Geisler comes into the game out of the timeout. Maddie wears number 5, the 5'6" sophomore guard. A little bit of an errant pass gets away from her. And
trying to figure out who 34 is. I can't quite...
I'm not sure either, because I do not see 34 on the JV or varsity roster. Offensive rebound by Gadel off her miss from the right side of the lane as we get you caught up with the action here. And Gadel puts it up and in for two as she's been held well below her season average for scoring. So trying to make up a little bit of that here in the late going. Now Maddie Geisler, pass gets away from her, thrown away by Sydney Flanagan. And Maddie wasn't quite prepared for it. Another turnover by McDonald goes back to Kadat. Max still with a comfortable 51-29 lead. Now a whistle and a foul.
What's going on number 34?
See if they say her name. Gato will go to the line. 2:17 to play. That was double bonus free throws now for McDonald, and now Gato gets back on track from the free throw line. She'd missed a couple in a row. Gato now sitting at 10 points, so she gets into double digits. The talented junior, averaging nearly 20 per game coming up. She's short on the second free throw. Offensive rebound, putback, no. Rebound again, tied up underneath. That's Enestvet, and Callie a whistle Coulet. And a foul on Callie Coulet. So Enestvet is going to go to the line, and she is at 6 points right now, but still looking for her first make from the free throw line. 51-30, McDonald up 21 with 2:13 remaining in this Western Clover Belt Conference game. And Chippewa Falls, free throw, there we go, for Enestvet, who's worked hard, got a lot of trips to the line, but now finally getting rewarded with points there. 51-31. Three low dribbles, second free throw is good as well. So a pair notch that time for Ava Enestvet. Sydney Flanagan takes it across the timeline and a high pass, and that's three straight turnovers for McDonald.
Yep, Sydney's the lone senior out there.
Along with Amber Adams, I believe. So Adams, Goulet, Flanagan, Maddie Geisler. We're still trying to figure out who 34 is.
I'm trying to find somebody that might come up and help us out.
Substitutions for Kadat as well. There's Eiler with a three. That one off the mark. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. And a fight down low. Maddie Geisler challenges a shot. Another offensive rebound and another foul against McDonald. And Esquivet will go back to the line. Either way, they're shooting two here with a minute 41 left. That was a shooting foul. And so Esquivet, perfect 2 for 2. Last trip. See if she can make it 3 in a row. And a little bit too long on this one. A minute 41 left. Maddie Geisler out, and Isabel Hartman, 5'7", sophomore small forward, number 31, averaging 1 point per game, comes in for Coach Cooper. Second free throw, a little bit too long. Another offensive rebound, Gadel this time, and
Gadel
gets tied up by Callie Goulet. Possession will stay here with Kadat. And the Hornets have been held to just 32 points so far after scoring 65 a game coming in. Inbounds to Eiler. Good close-up by Flanagan. Now Eiler driving right baseline. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Put back. No. Rebound batted out. Who's going to get to it? Callie Goulet can't track it down before Gadel. Gadel up top. Open look at a three. That one an air ball out of bounds. And we'll go to McDonald.
And at 24.
1:24 left. 51-32 McDonald. Let's see if some of the McDonald reserves can get into the scoring column here. Sydney Flanagan to Adams. Pass stolen away, and that's Gatel again. Gatel with a steal down the right side of the lane, and Gatel with two more. Give her 12 on the night. So Gatel, make sure her scoring average is not damaged quite as much. Amber Adams, nice wraparound pass. Shot blocked maybe on the way up as Isabel Hartman couldn't quite get it to fall. Push ahead for Kadot. Callie Goulet takes care of the miss by Muldrum. Here's to Flanagan with 49 seconds left. Flanagan across the logo at midcourt to Amber Adams. Adams driving baseline, goes strong at the glass. No offensive rebound. Goulet, and she's pushed from behind. And this time, Callie will earn a trip to the line with her team leading 51-34. 39.4 left, shooting foul. And that will be the fourth on Enestvet. League going doesn't really matter. Goulet's free throw, just off the mark. Another attempt coming. Maddie Geisler will come back in. Flanagan out. Amber Adams out. And we also have in for McDonald, Lauren Misfeld, the freshman. Goulet's second free throw attempt. Looks good. Just rims out. Almost an offensive rebound. Knocked out of bounds to Kadot. 51-34 McDonald. 38 and a half seconds left. Inbounds to Eiler. Eiler crosses over near midcourt. Down the right side of the lane. Too strong. Off the window. Gets her own rebound. And Eiler cannot get a shot to fall from low on the right. And his vet offensive rebound. Kick out. That one too strong. Rebound tracked down there by McDonald. 51-34. Another pass poked away in the lane. And Gatel ends up with it. Gatel down the left side of the lane. Crossing over with the left hand. And finishes for two. Lauren Gatel. 51-36. McDonald now trying to run the clock out, leading by 15 with 4 seconds remaining along the baseline. Runner, no, knocked out of bounds, and will actually stay with McDonald as Eiler rolls her eyes a bit at herself for knocking that one out of bounds. McDonald just needs to inbound safely. Maddie Geisler goes into the left corner, and that's going to end the game. A shot hit at the buzzer. I think they'll wave it off. And McDonald takes control in the second half after leading 29-15 at the break. They end up winning by 15 after sitting their starters late. Your final score, McDonald 51, Kadot 36. The Hornets fall to 10-2 on the year, 4-2, and now sitting in third place in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald still in hot pursuit of Osseo Fairchild as they are 9-2 on the year, 5-1, and firmly ensconced in second place in the WCC. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. Stats, analysis, highlights, and our conversation with head coach Don Cooper coming up. McDonald knocks off Kadot 51-36, back in 3.5 here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Coach Don Cooper joins us here on WOGO Sports postgame as McDonald wins 51-36 to move to 9-2 on the year, now 5-1 in the Western Clover Belt Conference. Coach,
looking at this game, Connacht came out strong, got an early lead as it was pretty low scoring for the first few minutes. But what Mark and I were seeing from our vantage point up here is it really seemed like, again, a talented Hornets team, but they were starting to get gassed. And it seemed like, again, that led to more missed shots, missed free throws as you got into their legs. And I have to think that was the goal with this defense.
That was our goal with the defense, to tire them out completely. And so then... just exhausting Gadel and exhausting Ellie Eiler, and I thought our defense was phenomenal tonight. So,
Coach, again, you have made the kind of that late push near half, again, as this was a single-digit game, but then all of a sudden up 29-15. And, again, defense leads the way for this team. As talented as some of your shooters and scorers are, defense leads the way. And again, a game that seems close all of a sudden gets out of hand.
Absolutely. And again, it's the relentless pressure that we give, and then being patient. I was a little disappointed second half our turnovers, but again, they just got a great zone defense. And again, you gotta make the simple passes and trying to being fancy with passes.
Coach, one of the beauties of athletics is it never goes exactly like you might draw it up on paper, and you have to be able to adjust not only as a coaching staff but also as athletes. I'm sure Destiny Boffman picking up two fouls within the first minute or two of game action would not be what anyone would draw up or think would happen. How did you like the response for your team, as again the rotation gets altered a little bit when one of your lockdown defenders has to go out?
Exactly, and so Dez means a lot to us, and having Dez have those two quick fouls, that really altered what we were doing. But we have enough depth that, we did put Callie Goulet in, and she did wonderful, and Amber Adams did terrific. So, again, it's just the depth that we have this year is phenomenal.
And, again, talking about that front court, I know Emma Stelter worked hard and fouled out in this game, but she gave you some nice minutes, particularly in the second half. But Mark was mentioning at halftime, Aubrey Dorn might have been his MVP of the first half just for the way that she played.
Well, exactly. And, again, having her length is so tall, and she's able to pass out of that zone. A little softer in the second half, but she did a phenomenal job the first half, and she just gave us the presence that we really need down low.
Coach, what are you going to tell your team you're most proud of them for tonight?
Well, again, we've been on the road, and to have a home victory and the way we came out and play was really super.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time, and you know what? Good luck in the next couple weeks here, and then we're going to see you again on the 28th, which will hopefully be a fantastic game with big implications in the conference. But again, you had a team tied with you for second, and you were able to move ahead of them tonight. That's the goal.
Very good. Thank you guys for the great coverage.
Head coach Don Cooper, we're going to step out and be back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports, as we'll get you those highlights, post-game scoring wrap as well. McDonald defeats Connacht 51-36, back in three here on WOGO Sports.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley has two full-service locations, the Eau Claire YMCA and the Chippewa Falls YMCA, both open 7 days a week. Membership rates are among the lowest in the area, and you'll enjoy the gym, indoor pool, weight room, cardio room, indoor track, personal training, yoga, and group fitness classes, just to name a few. Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
A championship team pursues excellence every day, from practice to the playing field. And if you pursue excellence in your career, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls is looking for you. Berry Global, a plastics manufacturer, is hiring for night shift production operators. Entry-level positions start at $65,000 per year. Work a 2-2-3 schedule and earn $65,000 a year with medical, dental, and vision coverage. Search for the Chippewa Falls location at berryglobal.com/careers. That's berryglobal.com/careers.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Is there a new home on your horizon? Are you waiting for the perfect time to bring it to reality? While you're focusing on ideas and plans, remember to call Boffman Sewer and Septic. They're considered one of the most knowledgeable companies for septic systems and perk tests. They should be the first one you call for installing yours. Boffman Sewer and Septic, 715-595-6004. That's 595-6004, Boffman Sewer and Septic.
Hi, Alex here from Schleppenbach Janitorial. These days, disinfection, sanitization, and overall cleanliness are on the forefront of everybody's minds. At Schleppenbach Janitorial, we've been practicing these elements for nearly 30 years. The health and safety of our customers, staff, and families at home have always been priority number one. Using our advanced science-based methods and state-of-the-art equipment, we can bring your business to a whole new level of healthiness in the workplace. Just remember, keep calm, wash your hands, and rely on Schleppenbach Janitorial. Call us today at 723-6601.
McDonald Max postgame here on WOGO as the Lady Max get the victory over Cadott 51-36. Your final here from Chippewa Falls. Lady Max moved to 9-2 on the year, 5-1 in the WCC. Cadott, just their second loss of the season. They are now 10-2, but 4-2 and behind McDonald in the Western Cloverbelt Conference standings. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. We'll get to those stats and second half highlights in a moment, but first, your thoughts here on this game. Coach Cooper mentioned, yeah, probably need to clean up some things as far as turnovers are concerned in the second half, but overall, an impressive victory for McDonald.
They did, and again, I think they wore Cadott down a little bit. I mean, Cadott come out with that zone, and the girls did a nice job. Had the majority of their turnovers in the first half was just bad perimeter passing, and finally started attacking the basket in the first half, and that's kind of opened it up there and almost doubled it up. I think it was 29-15 at halftime, so it was nice to see them making some baskets and attacking there. And then the second half, I think they just did a nice job with clock management. Did a nice job taking care of the basketball, maybe not having as many turnovers, dribble driving, bounce passing, you know, good passes and not these lob perimeter passes. Needed to when you have to, but, you know, a lot of them times they just didn't need to do that. And I think the experienced girls out there just did a nice job of starting to penetrate that zone, and it opened it up. And then, again, they just took care of the basketball, kind of maintained that 20-point lead throughout the rest of the second half. So great playing by all the girls.
Again, it did end up a 15-point margin, but for anyone who was watching on the live stream or saw it here too, McDonald emptied their bench, and Cadott still with a lot of their starters out there did kind of take advantage of that at the end. So,
well, I don't think Cadott had anything coming off the bench. They kind of just, I don't know, there was only like four girls on the bench, I think, coming off. But
yeah, foul trouble
not a lot
as well.
A lot of girls to feed off of there, so you know, hats off to them.
And as Coach Cooper mentioned as well, too, that's the goal when you see the talent on this Cadott roster, but maybe not as much depth, especially not compared to McDonald's bench.
Exactly.
You say, hey, if we can take that talent and make that talent tired, then we can get an advantage here, and they certainly did that.
Yes, they did. They moved the ball very well against that zone, and I know the Cadott girls were really getting tired. They got kind of tired at the end of the second half. At the end of the first half, and then they had to come out and play that whole second half. And I know some of them girls, I don't think Lauren Gadel won out of the game hardly. And she was up on the top of that zone, and she was just running back and forth. And, you know, when you tire them out on the defensive end of the court, it kind of takes away a little bit of their leg strength on the offensive side. So they struggled there too.
Absolutely. Not a lot of threes went down for Cadott. Only two, and both of those in the first half from Laken Ryan, who has held to 6 points. That was half of her season average. As we look at the scoring now, Lauren Gadel, 6 points in the first half. She normally scores 19.7 per game. She did finish with 14, made a nice late charge. And as you mentioned, I don't know if she came out. So definitely tired, but a talented player. And everybody coming back for Cadott, just Olivia Goodman, the one senior in the roster, but all their starting lineup coming back. And this
is a good Cadott team. McDonald, again, just a good game plan, good execution to get into their legs here tonight. So 14 for Lauren Gadel, 8 for Ava Enestvet, 6 in the second half. She scores 3.5, so well above her season average for the junior. Lakin Ryan, as I mentioned, with 6, but just half of her regular scoring output. Ellie Eiler with 4 points normally gets 12.4 per game. So McDonald, an excellent job defensively holding Cadott, who averages 65.1 points per game coming in. 30 points, 29 officially below their season average. 2 for Brady Burge and 2 for Emma Kowalczyk to round out the scoring as 6 players in the scoring column for head coach David Huziga and Cadott. On the other side for McDonald, 7 players scored, paced by Lauren Dietz, 11 in the first half, 12 in the second, a game-high 23 points for Lauren. She was absolutely phenomenal as per usual. Emily Cooper with 6 points on 2 long bombs in the first half, 6 for Aubrey Dorn. Also in the first half, 6 for Marley Hughes, 2 in the first, 4 in the second. Rounding out the scoring, Amber Adams with 2 points in each half to finish with 4. Abby Petronovich with 4 points as well, and 2 for Emma Stelter, the 7th score for head coach Don Cooper and the Lady Macs.
Yes, and I know Lanice Boffman is itching to get out there and play a little bit. We haven't even seen her out on the court yet.
And that's going to make this defense even better.
Goodness. You betcha, because she is a little fire plug out there when she's playing defense. She is just hustling and quick and all over the place. But I think they're kind of going to ease her in. I think she's starting to practice a little bit and kind of ease her in and maybe get her in game shape for the playoffs.
Looking forward to that, but we've got a lot of great regular season action yet to come here on WOGO Sports. We'll look at our WOGO Sports calendar in just a moment, but first, your plays of the second half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
Pressure in full court.
Marley Hughes, right in Kowalczyk, to Gadel, left side. Long, long three from the left wing. That one comes up short. Emily Cooper with the rebound after a good box out by Petronovich. Long lead, feet ahead, running
oh
the court.
Goodness.
Lauren Dietz after a heave from half court.
By Emily.
Emily Cooper, a great pass and a great finish by Dietz, who now has 15. The Hughes. Hughes back to Cooper with 10-18 to play. 41-21, McDonald up 20. Emma Stelter in the paint, working hard.
There
goes from one
go.
Side of the lane to the other and finishes with the right hand. Puts the shoulder down and finishes with physicality, Emma Stelter.
That was a great, great post move by Emma.
Not sure if Aubrey has that range yet as a sophomore or not, but probably making the wise play here in a runaway game for McDonald. Dorn now in the right corner. Bounce back to Marley Hughes, high on the right. Hughes, couple test dribbles, gets by a couple defenders, stops, hits the brakes, kisses off the glass for 2.
I'm not so sure she really wanted to shoot it. She was looking to pass. I think she wanted to burn a little clock time.
And that's how the second half sounded here on WOGO Sports as McDonald cruises to a 51-36 victory, their 9th of the year. And Cadott drops to 10-2 on the year and 4-2 in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald now at 5-1, giving chase to Osseo Fairchild, who is 12-0 and 5-0 in the WCC and ranked 3rd in the state in Division 4. McDonald right now last ranking at number 3 in Division 5. And that leads us into a look at our WOGO Sports calendar, because the next time we will see these McDonald Lady Macs, and encouraging folks to check out the sports calendar at WOGO.com, because we have had a few updates with some cancellations, some switches, and that leads to the next time we'll see these McDonald Lady Macs be a couple weeks off. Then on the 28th of January, we will be right back here at home for the Lady Macs against Osseo Fairchild, 7:10 start here on WOGO and Max TV. And that one, we hope, I mean, unless either team slips up, could have major, major conference
yes.
title implications. And again, you got to get your work done in between, but these are the two front runners right now in the conference.
Yes, and like I said, the girls got to take care of thing. I think they got Stanley Boyd coming up on Friday night. Again, just got to take care of things. Can't even be thinking about that Osseo game right now. You got to take care of business first and then worry about it when maybe on the 27th or something like that, you start thinking about Osseo and take care of that.
But a lot of games
that will
in between.
That will be a great game.
Stanley Boyd, they'll play on the 14th, the non-conference against Nielsville, and the 18th, Thorpe on the 20th, Bloomer on the 22nd, Fall Creek on the 25th. That's a lot of games in a short amount of time. And then Osseo Fairchild on the 28th. So, again, a lot of work to do in between. But McDonald getting things done right now as they have won four in a row. Again, on our WOGO sports calendar coming up in a couple days on Thursday evening, CFM Hockey against Hayward, 6:40 p.m. start with Greg Stewart and Michaela Hogan. We also want to give you an update on one other game we've added for Chi-High Boys Hockey. That'll be a 7:40 start this Saturday versus the University School of Milwaukee. So an excellent non-conference test for the Chi-High Boys this Saturday evening. Next time we see McDonald Boys Basketball after that thriller against Regis last week, this will be a new addition to our schedule on Monday night here at home against Fall Creek, a front runner in the WCC. So that should be a fantastic game, 7:10 p.m. Monday night here at home. Also, Mark Halverson this Friday night has your call along with Dave Check as Chi-High Boys Basketball will try and get on the winning track in the BRC against River Falls, 6:55 start. That's a look ahead at your WOGO sports calendar, which you can always find along with podcasts of this and many other McDonald and Chi-High games at WOGO.com. It was a fun one here tonight, Mark.
Yes, it was. As we wave to the Flanagans as they're walking off the floor heading home. Maybe you should grab a couple of kids there, Mr. Flanagan. Because there's still a lot of lingering folks here. They just like to stay in the gym. Maybe it's not that cold out, but it's still winter here in January. It's still probably 20 degrees, 25 degrees, but that's in the positive side, so it's kind of warm out.
Always fun to get a win at home. And again, McDonald after that long road trip, five straight, and now finally back here at home. And that's just their third game here on the home floor, but they are unbeaten at McDonald Central this season. Our thanks to Ezra Van Dyke, keeping things running smoothly back at the WOGO home base in Hallie here on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. We appreciate Ezra's efforts to make sure all of our advertisers get their due, and we appreciate every single one of the sponsors that you hear throughout these broadcasts, making them possible for Chi-High and McDonald Athletics all throughout the year. We could not do it without them. Thanks to Val Knobloch and the McDonald live stream crew, as we appreciate that partnership as well, partnering WOGO Audio with Max TV for those who want to watch and listen to the game. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying goodnight from Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Once again, your final score, McDonald 51, Cadott 36. This has been Lady Max Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Choice and Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, AMPI, Northwestern Bank, Schleppenbach Janitorial, Stelter Incorporated, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Max Basketball on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.